Representative Lynn Gaddis from Wasilla is one of the co-chairs of the Sustainable Education Task Force. She says addressing the issues related to education funding, student performance, and school accountability are priorities of the Republican-led majority organization in the State House. However, she stresses that nothing is currently off the table for discussion.
So when you talked about vouchers or you talked about private vendors helping out, we already do that. So the conversation of continuing it, is it legal, is it illegal? Basically, I think the state of Alaska, and as we go around through these communities, they want what's best for their kids. I think when you talk to parents, they're less involved with whether that's a private vendor, whether that's a public vendor. Give us our kids so that they can succeed. And here's the question. What is a successful Alaskan student? And I tell you, when you talk to the parents, a successful Alaska student is somebody that can go out, is a good citizen, go out and get a job, hold a job, whether it's in the trades or whether it's in college. And I think that is really where the conversation has gone.
During the last session of the Alaska legislature, there was a lot of discussion and debate about the proper level of education funding, whether or not to fund inside or outside of the established foundation formula, and the idea of using public money to allow parents to send their children to private educational institutions. The other co-chair of the Sustainable Education Task Force is Tammy Wilson from North Pole. Wilson is especially grateful to get the opportunity to look at how education is delivered in Bush, Alaska.
It's not just about the school and the four walls. It's about the engagement of the community to start with, the belief that the community knows what the school and how they connect together, and why it's important to get their students even to school at the time and making that relevance. And we just got done with some conversations the last few days of what happens when it's hunting season, when it's fishing season. Of course they're going to go out. The students are going to go out and help their parents because that's a big part of the economy and for their sustainability. But how do we make that attendance part work with it? What do we do with communities who right now have no economy for one reason or the other? You know, what do those students do and what kind of trades do they have? We've been into classrooms with wonderful shop tools, but no shop teacher.
The Sustainable Education Task Force was created to examine the current state of public education in Alaska and to make recommendations to the State House about how to improve the system with a specific focus on funding. The co-chairs of the Sustainable Education Task Force were asked to visit the Bristol Bay region by Representative Bryce Edgman from Dillingham. He says that providing public education in Alaska can be challenging, but providing educational opportunities in the bush can be especially challenging.
Just the makeup of the communities differ so wildly that the challenges are very unique and are very different than the bigger schools where you do have the economies of scale. You do have, as we were talking a moment ago, schools that operate on natural gas, a big component of operating expenses. So it's very much a mixed bag in the effort that Tammy and Lynn are engaged in, and I very much applaud the effort that they have done because they've traveled maybe more than any legislator has in the last number of years in terms of doing outreach to many, Savunga, Gamble, the Bethel, Kodiak, Dillingham, a number of villages in the Cotsby region. They've really gone out and traveled quite a bit. I would say that I think we're trying to make the effort to better understand rural schools, but times are changing, and Tammy and Lynn will have a great more to say about that in terms of the academic system, the standardization, the testing era that we're in, the digital opportunities that are out there. So a lot of things are always in flux.
One of the big issues facing nearly every school district in the state is the billions of dollars in unfunded liability to the public employee and teacher retirement systems. Governor Sean Parnell recently announced that he wants the state to address the unfunded liability by putting a lump sum of $3 billion into the systems to pay down the estimated $11 billion in unfunded liability. Representative Wilson says it's been challenging for lawmakers to get their heads around the level of the unfunded liability owed by the state, municipalities, and school districts.
Part of the frustrating part for the legislature is that we hear a lot of different numbers and what will it take and what won't it take. When we're looking at seeing decrease in revenues, do we take a big chunk out and dedicate it over here? And we really can't dedicate funds, but we could put it into an account and spend some of that money off. And to which account do we get that out of? So I think it helped that we started the discussion last year. I think every one of us realizes it's not going to go away on its own. And it's not just the school districts. We have some cities where if that went away, and City of Fairbanks being one of them, would pretty much put them in bankruptcy. It's that much of a difference.
Representatives Gaddis, Wilson, and Edgman held a town hall-style meeting Wednesday night in Dillingham to hear the comments, concerns, and ideas of parents, students, teachers, and other stakeholders. Weather permitting, the three representatives plan on traveling to Neustewyahawk and Koliganek today. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.